Tuning in live from Super Saiyan Studio. Get ready to go. Get ready to shoot a music project. Artist, go by the name of Deuce Man. Excuse the coughing. I just took my medicine. But today we're gonna get on set. I'm explain exactly what we're gonna do. This one right here is pretty easy. So we're gonna tune in, keep y'all locked in all day.
What the fuck are they talking about, Ice? That's what I'm saying. What the hell are they talking about?
All this about how to be number one.
That's live. But I agree with Tony. I think you got the quarterback. You just excited the Eagles winning like that?
I always look at this shit. Every day. Even NS, NBC, all that time. I look at everything. I look at all.
No, you really an Eagles fan, though.
Of course.
So what's the difference between a real Eagles fan and a fake Eagles fan? Definitely quit after the third quarter. Because you watch this shit like it's like...
I didn't see this.
But I'm saying that yesterday you talked about the Eagles a million times.
When the football, yeah. Yeah, why they only got 16 games?
How long you been watching football? This ain't nothing new, is it?
Right. Reason why they got 16 games.
So motherfuckers can be hyped.
It's hot and intense. So when you win a game, it lasts all week.
Right.
This is on some real shit. You talk the whole week until the next game. We had 8 straight weeks for this shit, man.
Right, we're winning. Right.
We didn't have a bad last 2 months. Since this shit started. You think about it. So that's why we look. Because we never, ever see this.
Right.
Especially the two Eagles fans that look at it when we lose and all
it'll
that.
Still be cool.
Yeah. Still no flaw. Still say next year.
See, y'all motherfuckers is really better than coaches, for real, for real. Y'all watch football so much.
We watch it just as much as a coach. When they hit adversity, the fingers start pointing and they start to
sink at the end of the season, and that's why. You can't say a team quit when they're up 9-7 at the half.
That's
playing at home. Now I could say they were out coached, and you can look at the last two games. They were outscored 47-0 in the second half by your Falcons and against the Eagles on Sunday. So I don't think they quit, but when you look at the coaching situation, teams are making adjustments to the Cowboys in the second half and blowing them out. What's Jason Garrett doing? He's not making positional moves, play call. He's not doing the adjustments in the locker room. I'm worried about Jason Garrett. I know people are saying hot seat. I didn't want to go there. But Willie, listen, you know when you see second half blowouts like that, at some point it's on the coach and not the players.
Well, I saw his former team in the second half to blow the lead last year. That doesn't mean the team quit. That just means the other team probably made adjustments. And that's happened the entire year this year. Teams that you didn't think would probably come back and make second half adjustments. We saw the Rams in Minnesota. Close game, and the Rams, the Minnesota pulls away.
Yo, boy.
So you didn't see any drop off really from that. They seem like they got a little more explosive. Now with the biggest loss, even more than Zeke, I think, on that football team. And it was obvious when we watched them. I've been around that team in camp. I'm coming from the last 2 years in camp. I know the coaches.